You're listening to the Save the Marriage Podcast. Your marriage can be saved and strengthened if you have the right information. Join Dr. Lee Baucom as he explores ways for you to improve your relationship and your life, starting right now.
Hey, this is Lee Baucom. Welcome to the Save the Marriage Podcast. This is the podcast designed to help you save and restore your relationship no matter where it is. And right now we're going through a series on the top 10 different myths of different things. And today I want to cover the top 10 myths of saving your marriage. So here you are at Save the Marriage, the podcast about saving your marriage. And here's some myths about what happens when you're saving your marriage and how to do that. And this really hits home at some core things that hold people back from making progress on this. The first one is a biggie. The first one is that the myth is that both people have to want the relationship. They have to want it. And this is rooted in this belief that both people have to be 100% on board to this relationship for things to go on. Now, to get married, you do want people to both want to get married. But to save a marriage, one person can start the process. And many people look at my program, SaveTheMarriage.com is my Save the Marriage system, and they look at it, and one of the things I say is how to save your marriage even if only you want it. And so then I hear from people who say, well, you know, at some point I want my spouse to want it. And my point is that you can start saving your marriage even if your spouse is not wanting to save the relationship. Now, at some point, you have to have both people step in. There's no magical hypnosis that works, and there's no trick to that. And in fact, I always worry about when I read about these tricks of, you know, making someone fall in love with you again with a magic potion or reverse psychology or NLP or, you know, these other tricks. But to start the process of saving your marriage, only one person has to. Remember, any place in a relationship, something changes because one person wants to. Probably in the beginning of a relationship, one person was a little bit more interested in having that relationship than the other and pursued, right? And so at the beginning, the relationship might have started with one person wanting it more than the other. And then at every stage, somebody brings it up. You know, I think back on our relationship where my wife said, hey, we need to get a new house. We weren't both on board about getting that house right then. She was right. She was exactly right. But she saw it before me. Then she said, hey, we need to change neighborhoods. And I wasn't 100% on board with that. And she was right, though. And she started pushing in that direction. There are other times when I say, hey, we need to do this. And maybe she's not 100% on board, but that's okay. We will get there. And so the process in almost any decision in life is that somebody leads the pack. Somebody starts the process. The other person may be resistant. I was resisting to buying both houses. And then I realized that that was exactly what needed to happen. I had to realize that for myself, absolutely. But my wife was showing me the evidence, was building that up. And it's the same in saving a relationship. Somebody can start the process. I like to think of a marriage as being a lot like an algebra formula. If you remember that from math, what you remember is that if you changed something on one side, you had to make a change on the other side. If you change something in your part of the relationship, the other person will change something on their end. Now, you can't guarantee it's going to be instantaneous. You can't guarantee that it's not going to take effort. But I can tell you, after doing this for over a quarter of a century, you can absolutely start saving your marriage, even if you're the only one who wants to at this time. You can begin to work towards something different because you've decided to take responsibility, and you can begin that process. Second myth of saving your marriage is that you got to go to therapy. You know, that's the kind of the solution. People are like, oh, hey, you know, our marriage is broken. Let's go to therapy. And as I've already talked about in my last podcast, which was on the top 10 myths of marriage therapy, therapy is not the end-all be-all answer. In fact, I would say it's not particularly an effective answer. Yes, there are some great marital therapists out there. And yes, sometimes therapy can help. But many times, therapy doesn't make any difference. In fact, the majority of the time, therapy makes no difference. So you got to go to therapy is an absolute myth. Now, that doesn't mean there's not anything to be done. There are lots of programs and lots of understandings and approaches you can use. Mine is one. SaveTheMarriage.com will give you the system so that you can begin doing that. So just remember that you don't just have to go to therapy. You know, sometimes you have a resistant client or spouse, and sometimes you can't be a good client, and sometimes you can't find a good therapist. You don't have to do that to save your relationship. The third myth of saving your marriage is that I'm right or somebody is right. There's this idea that there is a rightness to an argument, that there's a rightness to a disagreement. And the fact is, sometimes there are just different views on something. And so instead of being right, and this is a wonderful place to understand this, instead of being right, the question is, do you want to be happy? Richard Carlson posed that question, I remember years ago, in his Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, where he said, you can either be right or you can be happy, but you can't be both. And a lot of times people are caught up in when they are wanting to save their marriage and really wanting to prove that they're right. And that ends up being a huge danger point for the process. Okay, that leads us to myth number four. Myth number four is that this trick or this tip or this hint will change everything. Now, sometimes you can see what people are searching on Google, and one of the things that people do is tips on saving my marriage or tricks on saving my marriage. And I will tell you what they're looking for is that magic bullet, that one little technique, that one little trick that's going to do it. The problem is that nothing is that simple. You know, nothing is as hard as we sometimes make it, but nothing's as simple as we would like it to be. And so sometimes we're looking for that magic little communication technique, or you know, if you look at all the people who invest in getting a love potion or some reverse psychology trick, they're looking for some easy answer. And the problem is that marriage problems are deep-seated in the past of the relationship. Now, they don't have to continue on. They can be changed, but they're not just changed because you say one little thing to a spouse or you do one little trick in the relationship. It takes much more than that. It takes effort and hard work and understanding of where you're trying to get to. And that's the big piece of this myth, is it's based on keeping doing the same thing. You know, trying to stay with the same way you've been relating, but with one little change, one little twist, one little trick, one little change that's going to make it all different. And the fact is that the relationship has to change. The people in the relationship have to change. There really has to be some fundamental shift. And here's where I love that quote by Albert Einstein, who said that the same thinking that created a problem will not get you out of that problem. And so some hint, some trick, some little technique or tactic is keeping you in the same place of thinking, same place of understanding, and that has to change. That's why when I created the Save the Marriage System, part of what I tried to create in there is a clear understanding of what you're even trying to build, what a marriage should be built into, so you can understand why things have to change and how they have to change, not just with a simple technique or trick. That is very short-lived. I've had people who said, well, I tried that reverse psychology and it lasted for a day. A day is not a lifetime. A trick might last, might create some surprise, might suddenly get the attention of a spouse for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, a day, maybe a week, but then things go back to normal because nothing fundamental has changed. So don't buy into the trick or the tip that's going to change everything. Which brings us to myth number five, which you can't change, or the relationship can't change. There is this belief that people have that things can't change. It's interesting because it's kind of the mirror opposite of the first, the one right before that, of, you know, that some little tip, some little trick will change everything. And then there's this other belief that the relationship really can't change. People don't change. You can't change the stripes of, you know, the zebra or the spots on the leopard or whatever. And the fact is that we are not inborn with some understanding of relationships, and our personalities are not built in stone. Things can change. We can grow. New understandings give us new ways of being. Absolutely, relationships can change. They change every day. We just don't notice them. Absolutely, people can change. They change every day. We just don't notice it. And so when we buy into this belief that things just can't change, we give up, we walk away, we take the easy way out. It really is a way of excusing ourselves from having to work on the relationship. Don't buy it. Relationships can change and people can change. I can show you how. Okay, that brings us to number six. Number six is the belief that saving a marriage really is only the same as avoiding divorce. I just don't believe that. You'll notice that the title of my website is Save the Marriage, not Stop the Divorce. Save the Marriage is creating a new relationship, bringing life into it, throwing a life preserver to that and hauling it in and saving the whole relationship. Stopping a divorce is only a legal process, and usually whatever stops a divorce doesn't really save the marriage long term, because it just stops the legal process only to have it restart again as soon as the other person goes, oh, I got tricked. Saving a marriage is creating a relationship that you want, that lasts a lifetime, that your spouse will treasure too. Maybe they're not ready to do it right now, but when they come back, we'll treasure the relationship. That's what you're after. Saving a marriage and stopping a divorce are two different pieces. Yes, you want the divorce to stop, but that is not the end. Saving a relationship, saving a marriage, is about restoring and bringing it back to life, making it stronger than it's ever been, making it the most treasured piece of treasured relationship that you have in your life. Okay, then there is the myth about logic. That's number seven. Logic will work. I'll just sit down and explain to my spouse about how the kids will be hurt by this, about how our retirement's going to be killed, how the house will have to be sold and split, how this just can't happen. Logic is not the process of a relationship. Relationships are based in emotion. And logic is only a piece of that. In fact, research shows that logic is only based in our emotions, that we create logic to back up what we already believe and feel. And so when we start off with logic, we're missing the heart. We're missing the soul of the relationship. Logic won't work. A change in relating will work, but logic only leads to arguments. Where you believe you're being logical, unfortunately, your spouse will have equally, and I put in quotes, logical reasons of the opposite. So logic isn't going to get you where you want to. Which brings us to myth number eight, that a big trip, that a new house, that a new child, that new jewelry will do it. That somehow you're going to have this big moment, right? And we see it in the movies where somebody, they take a trip somewhere and they go around the world and they save their relationship, or they buy that big new house, or something big happens and that saves the relationship. Not in real life. Now, there are shifts that can happen in understanding. For instance, I had a couple who came to me, had been fighting for years and years over what I would consider to be very petty things, but it was destroying their relationship. Until one day he found a lump, and that lump ended up being cancer. And in about a 2-hour period of me talking with them, their whole relationship changed because they realized what was important and what wasn't important. They had a new understanding of the relationship, and they had a new understanding of what was in that relationship based on the fact that they were suddenly looking at something bigger. Something truly had shifted. But a new house or a big trip, you know, that big romantic adventure, that new child or something like that is not going to do it. There has to be a fundamental shift in the relationship. After this relationship has been saved, it's a great time to go on a trip to celebrate. It's a great time to buy some jewelry to represent that change. It's a great time to say, hey, you know what? Now we can have a child. We've got a stable relationship. But that's not going to save the relationship. More often, that's a great representation of the fact that the relationship has been saved. Number nine is we just need to fight it out and clear the air. You know, somehow, couples get in this idea, they just got to have this, these knockdown dragouts. And a lot of times after the fact, they have this great makeup time, you know, whether it's makeup sex or makeup feelings or whatever it is, they believe that, oh, that must mean that things are better. But every fight tears at the fabric of a relationship because rarely does the fight get settled. We only drag it forward. In fact, many times I ask couples, what was the first fight you had? And what I recognize is the first fight they had is the same fight they're having now. It's got different coloration on it. They've painted up pretty. They made it look good, but it's the same exact fight underneath it all. Fights are rarely solved, and fights never save a relationship. Which brings us to number 10, is we need to talk this problem out. That there's some idea that if we just talk it out, you know, which really means if you listen to what I have to say, then you'll see the truth. That's what it is. It's an argument. An argument is two different people with two different opinions, trying to convince the other to see it their way. So as you're trying to talk it out, and I put it that again in quotes, all you're doing is trying to convince the other person your side, not listening to the other person. That rarely saves a relationship, but what it does is it more deeply embeds the belief behind that argument more deeply into the relationship so that it becomes intractable over time. Okay, those are the top 10 myths of how to save your relationship. If you're ready to save your marriage, if you're ready to step up, I invite you to go to SaveTheMarriage.com and grab my Save the Marriage system. Go ahead and jump in and get there. Learn what a marriage truly is and how to make that shift. This is Lee Balcom wishing you the best as you save your marriage.
You've been listening to Save the Marriage podcast. For more information and help, please visit us at SaveTheMarriage.com.